At the beginning of summer last year, my mom, sister, and I packed up our stuff and set off for the Alive Music Festival in Ohio. The trip was fun-filled and eye-opening and memorable for a slew of reasons. A few days prior to the trip, we decided to finally jump aboard the smartphone bandwagon and upgraded our barely functioning slide phones for iPhones. We were excited that we would be able to document our trip via social media as it progressed instead of waiting until the end of the trip as usual. We got to the festival grounds and planned to begin unloading the car, but it didn't take us more than 17.3 seconds to realize that there was absolutely no service in the area. I'm not talking like no 4G kind of no service. This was actually like no bars at all, zero possible communication kind of no service. We wandered around the campground, fruitlessly looking for a spot with service, but eventually decided to set up our tent and get settled in. Since the concerts and other events hadn't yet begun, we then decided to leave the campground and find a spot with service to at least contact my father and let him know that this was the last time he would hear from us for the next couple days. The nearest restaurant had multiple strikes against it. It was in a tiny town over half an hour away, and it was Pizza Hut. On the way to Pizza Hut, we passed a life-changing sign. It was the sign marking the entrance to a park. Sluts Park, to be exact. And yes, that is spelled with a Z. We continued on to Pizza Hut, where we were finally able to contact the rest of our family and inform them of our predicament. While there, we also realized our huge mistake. The oversight of oversights. The utilization of the worst judgment possible. We hadn't stopped at Sluts Park. We hadn't even taken a picture by the sign. After this, we resigned to correct this error. On the way back to the festival, we tried to backtrack in order to end up once again at Sluts Park. It was, however, nowhere to be found. It was as if it had disappeared, faded along with many other once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. I was on the verge of weeping. After what felt like days of searching, we found it on a road we all claimed and know for sure wasn't the one when trying to remember our previous track. We sighed with relief and immediately ran from the car, overwhelmed with the same feeling one experiences when greeting a long-lost loved one. My sister and I posed by the sign, and I snapped at it to all my contacts with the caption, "Where your mama goes for a jog." We then entered the park and began trying to take in all of the majesty and splendor at once. Sluts Park was beautiful. While there, one can enjoy a serene pond teeming with wildlife, an enchanting swimming pool, beauteous foliage, a thrilling slide, and thousands of toads smaller than a fingernail. The adoration and awe I felt at that moment was soon replaced by despair as I realized that Sluts Park was too far away to hold my graduation party. While I did eventually depart from Sluts Park that day, the memories I made there will be with me for the long haul. After this, we returned to the festival and enjoyed about a couple hours of concerts and other fun. That's when the rain started. It stormed on and off for most of the trip. A couple of concerts were rained out and the once firm ground turned to soupy mud. At this point in the story, I have to stop and describe the bathrooms of the music festival. Basically, they were hot, foul-smelling trailers with a couple porta-potty stalls inside. The mud made the situation substantially worse. Now a trek to the bathroom consisted of first walking to the trailers, then wading through or attempting to hop over a huge moat of mud in order to reach the steps. It was while walking past one of these that I witnessed one of the most unfortunate incidents ever to occur. Showers were a scarcity at the festival, as the system required you to pay $7 for an individual shower. But they soon became necessary due to the mud. This is how it happened. A refreshed-looking middle-aged woman with her wet hair still up in a towel was attempting to hop gracefully over the mud so as to preserve her recently obtained cleanliness. Somehow, she hit the last step in just the wrong way and smacked down into the mud. Her knees, hands, and yes, even face were all coated with thick mud as she left the scene dejectedly. As I was walking back to my tent to relay this tragic tale to my mom and sister, I noticed a large pile of cut grass featuring many shades of green and brown. When I passed it, a hand shot out and grabbed my ankle. I screeched and, out of instinct, reacted violently. I kicked and then heard a grunting sound. The grass pile stood up and revealed itself to be a slightly maimed festival goer in a grass suit. Apparently, stretchy suits completely covered in long blades of grass actually exist. And thus concludes my rather lengthy collection of tales from the Alive Music Festival this summer. I leave you with a summation of the valuable lessons that can be taken away from this. Number one, don't put your trust in technology, ever. Number two, refrain from judging parks by their names. Number three, never attempt to use the gross trailer bathrooms right after paying to take a shower. And four, never dress up in a grass suit unless you want to be kicked.